You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast. Never today, we're speaking with Mr. Nick Bertucci. He is an expert real estate investor and founder and CEO of the Nick Bertucci Real Estate Academy. He recently released his first book, Seven Figure Decisions, Having the Balls to Succeed, a personal account and guide sharing his roller coaster story of how he lost everything not only once but twice and learned to push back his fears, alter his mindset, and rebuild his fortune. Mr. Bertucci, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
My pleasure, Eric. Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us about yourself and how you got into real estate investing to kick things off today.
Yeah, well, you know, my journey is the same journey that a lot of my students in the academy are, the ride that they're taking, and that was briefly, back in 2004, I was losing a tech business. It was about 3 years into losing that business. I couldn't do justice to what I was going through financially and emotionally, so I won't even try to do that here. We don't have enough time, but it was a pretty bad place. And I got a call, and someone who was in the same boat as me, losing a packaging business. This was the time we had the dot-com crash, and then we had 9/11 right after. So that's when I started losing my business. And in 2004, this individual was struggling like I was and called me up and told me something strange. He asked me what I was doing on a Friday through a Sunday. I told him nothing, and he asked if I wanted to go to a 3-day real estate training workshop for investing. Initially, I said no. And he told me something even stranger, in that he paid a pretty hefty price to go to that 3-day class. And I tell you, Eric, the first thing that I thought when he told me that, it was that thank God there's finally someone stupider than me, because I couldn't believe in the condition he was in financially that he would do this. But long and short is, and you know, I thank the Lord every day I went. By about day two of this workshop, I knew nothing about real estate when I went in, but I knew that I was on to something. Didn't know what that was, and you know, the rest is a longer story. But I got in because I went to a real estate training class just cold in a really bad financial time.
And I'm sure if you had the time to sit down and tell us the whole story from start to finish, that would certainly be a great listen. Now, Mr. Bertucci, in April you released your first book, Seven Figure Decisions. What's the book about, and what was your inspiration for writing the book?
Sure. Well, and again, you have to. I'm going to be brief with you because I don't want to take up all the time answering one question. So I'll do my best, and then you can direct me how you want. But in a nutshell, because you know, I went on my journey losing that tech business and you know, grinding my way back in the real estate business. Then I had another experience, which was by two partners that circumvented me in a really good business that I created, and I lost that business again. Again, that's a whole nother story. And I was in a real bad place that time, not as much financially, but emotionally. And that's when I decided to go into the real estate training company. Again, this is so the abridged version. But point is I one of my partners came after me for starting this training company because he was already in this space. And I mean, you know, legally. And I had a 2.5-year battle with someone who had a lot deeper pockets at the time and was gunning for me. And so I started this business under a lot of tough conditions. And one talk we had about 4 months into this battle, he made a statement to me when he was threatening me. And he said, I want you to take your time on my offer because you are making a 7-figure decision. And, of course, he meant it in the vein of a threat, but for me, it was a surreal moment because, you know, I realized that, you know, my life and a lot of the lives of everyone, and especially entrepreneurs, we're making so many 7-figure decisions, decisions we don't make, decisions that we do make. Sometimes they're 7-figure decisions in a bad way and sometimes in a good way, but that's the life of an entrepreneur. And so this book is a memoir, but it's a business book. It talks about all the lessons I learned and then puts business principles into my story. So, for instance, you know, I'm a big self-help guy. I believe in your mind is your strongest muscle. It's your best asset. But if you want to succeed financially, you have to put that into a financial vehicle. I don't believe if you think positive that a check will just show up in your mailbox. I reject that thinking, although the principles are right of the law of attraction. You do got to get up off your, you know what, and get out there and get to work and burn the midnight oil. And so, you know, I've done that through real estate investing, and I have thousands of students that are now doing that through real estate investing. And so the book is a business book, How to Succeed in Business. It kind of tied into my story, if you will, and I wanted to make it, you know, readable, and it's raw, it's straight talk, there's no fluff in it, and it's all from experience.
Also, if you would, tell us how you rebuilt your career after losing everything, like we mentioned, not only once, but twice, and what advice would you give to entrepreneurs who are going through hard times in their businesses currently?
Well, the first time how I did it was, you know, I made that decision to go to that class, and I'll tell you, and then I got some mentorship, which I believe heavily in someone who had been in my situation, who had been where I wanted, was where I wanted to go, and helped me reset my clock, meaning I learned some things like pattern interruption, because see, one thing I've learned, Eric, is any entrepreneur, whether you're doing really good, not so good, want to do well, we all have we all struggle with, at different levels, maybe a fear of failure, I wonder if I'm taking the right calculated risk here. And I learned how to tap into my biggest asset, which was the power of my mind. But I tied that in, again, to the principle of hard work. I learned I learned the real estate investing business. I did one door at a time, which means, you know, getting rich, I don't believe all the time it happens overnight. Most of the time it doesn't. It's a grind, but you have to stay focused. And so for me, what my thing was is I put one foot in front of the other, and I capitalized on that mentorship and the direction that I got, and I realized that it can't get any worse, and if it does, then it does. But it can only mostly get better, and that's is you just gotta, you know, I believe in the old adage that you gotta, you know, if your belief systems are low, you gotta take the old cliche of taking action, and then when you do that, you're gonna see some results, and then that will build some momentum, and that momentum will build your belief up, and then you just ride that momentum. So man, I took what I learned, and I invested one door at a time, and I just fought my way both times back from, you know, again, we really don't have time to get in the story, but I'm not even promoting my book, but if you do get my book, Seven Figure Decisions, you know, you'll see in there the whole story, and you'll be able to, your listeners will be able to read about that and to really understand the magnitude of what I was able to overcome once, but twice, because I had the knowledge, because I believe you have to have it, whatever you're trying to succeed in. And I got the training, and you have to know what you're doing. And I tell my students, you know, you're going to pay your tuition, whether it's real estate investing, whether it's out in the field or in a classroom or somewhere, and maybe both, depending on the level that you get. So, you know, for me, man, it was just your basic, you know, grind it out, just rise and grind, man.
Certainly no better way to get out of that predicament today. We're joined by Mr. Nick Bertucci, an expert real estate investor and founder and CEO of the Nick Bertucci Real Estate Academy. He's also the author of his first book, Seven Figure Decisions, Having the Balls to Succeed, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, tell us what steps should investors take to protect assets?
Well, I'll tell you know, protecting your assets is something that it's not complicated, but it's not cookie cutter where you can, you know, each individual is different. We all own a different set of assets. We all are going in different directions. And so you have to be very careful, because when you're in business, you're an entrepreneur, you have to have asset protection. But asset protection is also corporate structure, and it's also your CPA life. All three of those things tie in together, and they're all very important for an entrepreneur. Probably one of the most important things, because you know, you got to learn how to make money, but you also got to know how to protect your money, and then you got to know how to make your money grow, and you got to have a healthy tax life, so set of professionals that you're working with that really understand business and have your best interest to do that. But understand, especially real estate investors, all three of those: asset protection, corporate structure, and your tax life. They tie in together. Now, again, there's I'll only give you the macro look at it, because you do have to sit down and do that personally, because everyone looks different. But the bottom line, first of all, if you're an entrepreneur and you're a sole proprietor, you're a target. That is the number one audited business out there. You need to be incorporated. What type of corporation? That's a different question. That's something you have to figure out with a professional. And there are some good professionals out there, but you have to be careful, because asset protection is a very big business, and a lot of asset attorneys and companies will overprotect you, oversell you, and you'll wind up putting the carriage before the horse and spending too much money and having too much to maintain and pay for and update, when you got to go one step at a time and one foot in front of the other. So like anything else, you have to know the right place to do that with the right people, but it's imperative that you learn how to protect your assets, protect your name, your corporations, protect your money, and then figure out how to make it grow. And listen, your tax life is important as the first two. You have to know the best way to take your money back legally and to invest it back in yourself and your businesses. That's kind of my doctrine.
And taking that even further, how should an investor go about leveraging their IRA and 401k to fund investments?
Well, again, you have to find the right facilitator, and they are out there, one that will not overcharge you on fees and different things. But it's the, I'll tell you, Eric, it's the best kept secret. Most of your listeners out there may, well, it's an entrepreneur show, so they might. But you know, I used to have a radio show years ago for about 5 or 6 years called the Real Estate Investing Hour, and I found it just amazing that most people did not know that your IRA can be used to invest in real estate. To you can take loans out of your 401ks, you can invest and hold rental properties and cash flow properties right inside your IRA, because a lot of financial planners, and especially the people that facilitate and hold your money, the big banks, they don't want you to know this, because they want to keep it in the market. They want to make those commissions on stocks and mutual funds and all that other stuff, and that's fine. I'm not suggesting there's anything wrong with that, not giving financial advice. All I'm saying is most people don't know the power they have within their retirement, and I hate to say it, in the United States, most everyone's wealth is inside their retirement. And it, you know, if you have your money sitting in cash, it's gonna between depreciation and the dollar and the value of that, the way it goes up and down, and inflation, well, you're gonna outlive your money. If it's in the market, well, it better be in the right place. And you know, we know that a lot of our 401ks became 201ks back in the day, so you got to be careful. So all I could say is you have to find the right facilitator. It's nominal amount of money to get your any portion of your IRA self-directed, which means you can put a portion of your money in a self-directed IRA and use that money for investing. You can hold gold. You can hold art. There's so many things you can do, but real estate is one of the most powerful things you can do, and you just have to find the right place. And again, find people that are in the game and doing it at a higher level. And you know, duplication is powerful. I always say some people say, you know, it's copying. I don't think so. I think duplication is powerful. If something's working, duplicate it, but just make it better than the next guy and put your own stamp on it.
Awesome advice. I like that. Now, lastly, what are some tips you would like to give someone just starting out in real estate investing?
Yeah. Well, I could give you tips from my own experience, which I made a ton of mistakes, which makes me very valuable for my students, because I made all the mistakes when I got into this, because I didn't have some of the right infrastructure and training. I'll just say this, you have to know what you're doing. And I know that's so obvious, like, of course, like Nick, that's so riveting, you have to know what you're doing, but you really do. You know, you can't follow the herd off the cliff. I mean, so many people lost money in 2008, 2009 when the market crashed, and you know, that was going to happen anyways, because it was so drastic, the bubble that was being built. But point is, most people just invested because they saw other people investing and they saw some money being made, and everyone was speculating and nobody understood the market or what was happening. And most of the investing happened right at the top of the market before it crashed. And unfortunately, that caused a lot of carnage. So whether you're in a situation like that or in today's market or any market, you have to invest one door at a time. I tell my students today, look, Get tread on your tires. Don't try to go out there and do 20 properties at once or flip a bunch of properties or get too greedy at once. Go and get tread on your tires. First of all, get trained. Like I said, you're going to pay your tuition somewhere. You might as well pay it in an education versus out in the field where it could be twice as or 10 times as costly. And know what you're doing. Perfect your trade. Most, like I said earlier, you know, most people don't become millionaires overnight. It's you just see them at their peak, and success speaks for itself. But you know what? There's a long grind there in most cases. You know, not everything is a shooting star. And so you take one step at a time, learn the ropes, learn what you're doing, protect what you have along the way. And I always say this, trust but verify. That was one of our presidents said that when dealing with another nation, and it's one of the best advice I can give. Trust but verify, and that means know what the strategy is, know what the numbers are, know what the investment is. Don't go off of trust only. Don't go off of what other people are doing. Know what you're doing, or do not put your hard money, your hard-earned money into that situation, because you are taking a major risk versus a very good, logical, calculated risk. So that's what I would tell new investors. Get the education. Be smart, trust but verify, get tread on your tires, walk slow, do one door at a time, which is an industry term in real estate, and then become a beast.
Well, you're certainly an inspiration, and I can't thank you enough for joining us here today on the program. Mr. Vertucci, tell us, I know you do hold workshops. Where can we learn more about real estate investing and also find a workshop near our listeners out in their neck of the woods? Where can they do that?
Well, you can go to nvrealestateacademy.com. That's one of the best places. If your readers want to read my book, you go to Amazon. Just type in seven-figure decisions, as you know, with the word spelled out, and it's on Kindle or paperback. And all my information is in there too. And just like that, that's how you do it.
Again, it is nvrealestateacademy.com. Mr. Vertucci, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, my friend. Good to meet you, buddy, and same to you. And I hope all your listeners are having massive success as well. You have a great day.
And you're more than welcome, and you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Nick Vertucci, an expert real estate investor and founder and CEO of the Nick Vertucci Real Estate Academy. He's also the author of his first book, Seven Figure Decisions, Having the Balls to Succeed. And for further details, once again, visit nvrealestateacademy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.